I have one concerning Ragatana.
Is it called Ragatana?
Is it a kilesa or is it really like fuel for the meditation, that it gives it power? In yoga, there's a concept of the kundalini energy, the sexual energy coming up. And I have sexual nightmares. And,
yeah.
And, well, I never suppressed my
sexual energy.
Yeah. So, and I was wondering, because I think if a monk has sex, he's out. That's the one rule
yeah.
you are not able to
yeah.
break. So I was thinking maybe that's kind of fuel for the meditation practice, or am I wrong? Because I think it's an important sila.
Yeah.
And I never noticed it that strong.
You never noticed that it's strong?
No, that's strong. So
oh,
strong.
Yeah, sure. And the longer you stay here, the stronger it becomes. And there's only one way to kill Raga Tanha. Investigation of the body.
Yeah.
And that's why monks who practice can survive. Other monks who don't practice it, you know, I mean, you find underneath the crematorium, you know, together with a woman.
Mm.
And then they, the ties are good, you know, they track them instantly out and take the ropes off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or take his ropes away. This is something, I mean, nobody will tolerate in Thailand.
Yeah.
It's not like in the Catholic Church. Now, I mean, and then, I mean, the moment you kill Raga Tanha, you have all this energy for your practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing going up anymore. It's the most difficult one. I mean, when you read the book, yeah, I mean, you might have read it, you know, it is the most obnoxious and the most difficult one to tackle, and it is one of the kilesas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the strongest kilesa, called kama raga, flesh, fleshly desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that what makes, you know, I mean, makes it be born again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't tackle it, you know, I mean, you're lost. Yeah. Then you better disrobe.
It's not an easy task, or is it?
Well, it depends on. If you just, you know, I mean, if you go practice, you know, I mean, sooner or later, I mean, yes, yeah. It will become very strong, yeah. The closer you are to kill them off, the more predominant comes. Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, it is not so strong because, I mean, you have all the other sense desires where the energy can flow out, you know, and the more you mend the holes, you know, in the barrel, yeah. I mean, the stronger it comes out at that one hole.
Yeah.
And it all leads up to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know Freud. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Freud, you know, I mean, he was very clear about that. You know, sexual desire can go into so many things. Yeah. And that's the experience. You know, once you close off these things, and the Lord Buddha closed it off. Yeah. I mean, no fame, no power, nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, sexual desire will stay a sexual desire.
Mm.
And the only way to how to tackle it is with investigation of the body. Yeah? Because sexual desire thrives on this body. Yeah? It's not interested in anything that is not with the body. So once you destroy the illusion about the body, yeah? I mean, when sexual, just try it, you know, when sexual desire comes up, you know, normally it has an object, yeah?
Yeah.
So turn this object into a piece of shit, you know, and then suddenly the sexual desire is gone.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah. When I was driving with Ken yesterday to the shopping mall, I tried to to skin the lady next to me. That's also a technique,
beautiful.
Right? You peel off the young skin.
Young. Yeah. And that's how you do it, yeah? And you do it over and over and over and over again until it becomes more tolerable.
Yeah. because my dreams are really nightmares, and they are really, really, they're not attracting me, they're really disgusting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
But that also comes from, if you practice asupa, you know, then these dreams can change into these things.
For doing this asupa well, it's not necessary to have a very super strong concentration.
Just if you can concentrate, you know, and stay on the object, you know, that you sign up, you know, I mean, be it the skin or be it the hair, you can stay on it, you know, without deviating from it, then it's fine.
Okay.
And your concentration is good enough to do it.
Yeah, I should try. Yeah, my dreams already feel like super.
Yeah, it will change. All things will change.
It's not too bad here, because there aren't that many women.
That's good.
If you go to
and
Montana.
If there are these women, you know, most of them, these are these two old ladies.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think that as a monk, it's weird, because it's weird if I stare into a woman, like if she's here or a nun's around, but I feel that if I look for a woman for a long period of time, I can make it go away, because then I can see the defects. But like in arms round, like I'm looking at my bow, and there is just the shape, yeah. And I cannot see. Then it looks way more attractive than it is. Because then my mind just views it.
I mean, your mind paints the rest of the picture.
Yeah.
That's normally, you know, I mean, when you see a woman from far away, a young woman, she looks very beautiful. The closer she comes, the more ugly she looks.
Every woman.
Huh?
Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, the women that we saw on the airport in Dunmore, I mean, they were so disgusting. Being young, you know, I mean, the more uglier they are, the more obscene they dress. You just want to puke. That's a reason why we never take our look off the bow or from our feet. Yeah? So that we don't catch, yeah? Just look at her feet, you know, I mean, that's enough, yeah? And that is a very important rule, you know, when we go Bindapat, never look up, yeah? Never look at the people, you know, who give you the food, yeah? Who was it here? Was it Limpu Kao or Limpu Wen? He was the last monk where the woman, you know, suddenly let drop her skirt. And if you know, you know that the old types, you know, I mean, they're just like monks, you know, there's nothing underneath the skirt, you know, they don't have any underwear. He was a bit startled, I guess. They also call them here Serpui, female tigers. They eat the monks, that's why they're dangerous. I mean, there was one time, you know, there were two or three women that just came for the looks of the monks.
In Australia, there are some concourse of women, the one to make monks disrobe.
Uh-huh.
And just that, you know, and they count the points.
They count points. The more that they make disrobe. Yeah.
That's really good.
When Ajahn Brahm was speaking about when he said those women who come in the monastery, and more
they're
ugly, more, and...
Yeah, but that's their way. Men have their ways, women have their ways. So that is a rule for the monks. I mean, even at the meal, you know, don't look, you know, who's coming. It really disturbs, yeah? I mean, just one picture, you know, one picture, you know, I've been apart, you know, if it was really a pretty woman, yeah? It can disturb me for 3 days. And you just happen, you know, I know suddenly you looked up, you know, and you see, you know, see her, you know, and then, you know, this image goes round and round and round and round. But here, I mean, here it is not so bad. I mean, Bantat, you know, it was... Nakan Pinma, the Thai stewardess and steward came, you know, to put some food in the bowl. And then, you know, another time, you know, I mean, all the actresses, you know, from Thailand came, you know. if you dare to look up, you know, I mean, the next 3 days after. And it's also a problem with the Western women. In the beginning, I mean, there were much more younger women coming. I mean, they started somewhere in Thailand. And Westerners don't dress the same as, you know, the Thais, yeah? They dress much more, how do you say?
No style.
Provocatively,
yeah.
Thai women.
No, the Thai women, no.
No.
Except for a few, you know. But normally, you know, the Thai women who come to the monastery, you know, I mean,
yes, where? You know.
And if I catch one here, you know, I mean, once in a while I say something. Nowadays, I mean, it's different. If they come from Bangkok, I mean, they don't know the rules. They just dress in, I mean, short skirts and things like that. And that's why in Bantat, you know, all these long black shirt, you know, skirts were hanging here, yeah, so that people can, that women can put on long. Now that is the biggest danger to the women.
It's strange in Burmese, where the, I don't know what is a Vinaya, but nuns, they have to have, it's very strict for the leaves, they have to have it here,
yeah.
And the skirt down.
Yeah. It depends on the effort, you know. But normally, traditional, I mean, you have to have skirts, you know, for the woman, and over the knee. Mm. Yeah, this is really a good place in all sorts of times. So, about your tiredness, how is it going? Difficult?
No. I sleep like a baby tonight, last night. 5 hours, but in a row. Usually I sleep maybe 3 and wake up and 4 more, something like this. But it was perfect. I feel full of energy this morning.
Okay.
But I feel today, I don't know, maybe it's because I found a snake in the jote I'm using.
You found a snake?
Yeah, I found this morning after breakfast.
On the stone. And
oh, yes, on the stone.
No, it was in between the outside door and the inside door.
Oh.
And thank you so much who fixed the towel in the bottom because I found the snake outside, not inside my sleeping bag. It was a real problem.
But what kind of snake was it? A green one?
I'm not sure exactly about the color. It was like green and brown, like a finger, and 1/2 meter.
Oh, they can be very poisonous.
I don't know. I knew very few old snakes, but I just take the, I sweep it out and it's okay.
Yes, okay.
But after this, I don't know why, because...
The thoughts are coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, at conscience level, I was so calm. It's okay, it's just snake, and I move it, no problem. But I think inside of me, at the unconscious level...
Once it is gone, you know, you think about all that could have happened.
Yeah, so alert, so I don't know.
I mean, you come from Spain, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are snakes in Spain.
Not in Valencia.
No?
You can find, but not poison snakes and dangerous snakes.
Oh, I thought...
Maybe in the mountains,
oh.
Yeah.
I know in Greece there are lots of snakes. Greece and Croatia. Yeah, that's... There where you see, you know where your troubles come from thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you would have done Buddha, 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 you know, I mean, you would have been calm.
I tried, but
there?
I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know it's difficult, you know, and that's where we have to fight. Because it's all over, you know, and I mean, it's a shock afterwards, you know, people, you know, in a dangerous situation, they react, you know, I mean, if they are completely, yeah, they react perfectly fine, and then afterwards, you know, they get the shock, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have two questions more.
Mm-hmm.
One is long explanation, but easy question. It's about position.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm walking, how express? I'm not worried about how many steps I did or something like this. So each time I turn around, yeah, and in a different way.
Yeah.
It's okay, or yeah, I should try to do it always the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, I mean, if you do it the same, you know, it becomes a habit, yeah? If you do it, I mean, if you just turn around in any way, I mean, that's not a problem.
So, it's okay?
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. just be with your Buddha. The important thing is not,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, the same in sitting posture. It's not how we sit, you know, it's important that we have our sati on the Buddha.
Okay. So, while sitting is the same, it doesn't matter if I put legs like this or like,
yeah,
this? Doesn't matter. Change is okay. Anicca. And one more about position is sometimes after a while I feel like,
yeah,
I fall down and,
yeah,
so
I mean, just observe, you know, and then just, yeah.
It's okay if I stretch my back, my neck.
Yeah, but you know, you shouldn't do that while you are trying to focus, you know. I mean, see what happened before, you know, just like I said yesterday with the tiredness. I mean, some thought must come up, you know, while you, yeah, you're getting tired, you know, and then the body, you know, you know, tries to fall over, yeah. I mean, if you see it, you know, just bring it slowly back, you know, but, you know, keep on the Buddha, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see it, you do it too often, stop.
Yeah, there are sometimes maybe I move once in the 2 hours, and there are sometimes I move 10 times. So
yeah, and
I think
this is too much.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. And the second question, and not so easy, is about how investigate the pain, because when I begin investigating, I'm so agitated. And
yeah.
I can't focus, I can't go sharp and
that
focus.
Is, the first thing is, you have to accept the pain. That means you have to breathe in the pain.
Yeah, I think I'm craving. I want to come, because I want to investigate it.
Uh-huh.
So I think this part is accepted. But then
you have to watch your thoughts, what kind of thoughts come. Because agitation only comes with thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, once you feel, you know, you can accept it, yeah, then watch exactly, you know, I mean, every small thought, you know, gives you a clue. If you really accepted it or if you, you know, you just want to battle it.
I don't know. I feel like I drank 2 liters of coffee in a sip. And I'm with my eyes closed, but I'm feeling like I'm watching everything. And
yes.
Whoa, I'm not moving, but I feel like I'm moving like when in this point or my leg is burning, burning,
yeah,
burning,
okay,
burning. So whoa, I don't,
yeah,
know.
But there must be a reaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to look exactly, you know, I mean, also roll back, you know, I mean, and see, you know, how it develops. Because it doesn't come suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
It slowly develops, yeah,
yeah.
And this is, you know, I mean, when it starts developing, there's always a thought behind it. Yeah. And that thought gives you the indication, you know, what is happening. But if you see you're agitated, you know, then just say, relax, relax, relax.
I try, but...
Yeah, I mean, yes,
and that's where
your non-acceptance comes through. You don't accept it. Yeah. Because if you accept it, you can watch it burning, you know, but you don't feel agitated.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's some aversion towards it, no matter how, you know, I mean, if it's a small aversion or big aversion, you know, it will build up, yeah. And then you feel, you know, like everything is, you know, burning up. Yeah. Then just, you know, I mean, if you think you can't do it, you know, then just stop it and then do it the next time longer. You can't tackle it in one go.
Of course.
It takes hundreds and thousands and 10,000 of goes, you know, I mean, to be able to tackle that. Because we're not accustomed to it. I mean, when you come from the West, I mean, whenever we have pain, we run to the doctor. Asians are much better with this. Yeah. But not if they were raised in Germany.
It's all Rüdiger.
I keep on doing what I'm doing. I think I focus too much on results, which isn't the important thing.
That's right.
Yeah, I want this state and this state. It's also anicca, anatta, dukkha. So,
yeah, when you see these expectations coming up, you know, just say expectations and return back to the book.
Yeah.
Whatever happens will happen anyway. Just let me be aware of it. And that is something, expectations, you know, also for the Western mind is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
You constantly expect results.
Yeah. Last night I recognized I was too tight.
Yeah.
Just expecting, yeah. And then yeah. I mean, thought it's not about this state or...
No, it's just about, you know, am I doing my work? Okay.
Yeah.
If I go, you know, then I will, you know, go to that place, yeah, and meet that. Yeah?
Yeah.
But if I just wonder, you know, where am I, you know, am I there already? Yeah, that's, we forget to walk.
Yeah.
And then we don't get anywhere. It's also, you know, just like with the pain, it is very difficult. Yeah? There are three things that are very difficult to tackle. Yeah? That's the first thing. The first thing is to control things. Yeah, mm-hmm. To control the breath or to control the Buddha too much. Yeah. The second thing is, you know, that what you said, the expectation. Yeah. And the third thing is, you know, to make a way, you know, to get results. Yeah. Get the pain away. Yeah? These are three things that are very difficult for us. Because we're from the West, we're so used to, you know, I mean, getting results, yeah? Doing something for getting results. Yeah?
And in the age of Amazon Prime, it has to be now. And
yeah.
That's what I recognized this night. So I did some asupa this morning and this afternoon. And yeah, I just try to stick to the Buddha without any expectations tonight. Just do what I'm doing.
And there, you know, I mean, when I said it is difficult, you know, you will see it creeping in all the time. Yeah? So you have to be aware of when it creeps in, you know, and then instantly say, we're not Buddha.
Yeah.
But the project.
Yesterday you explained the 4 degrees you can get here on the Forest University.
Yeah.
But it was really fast for me. I can't understand
okay.
4 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, it's a stream entry, it's a once returner, it's a non-returner, and it is, you know, the pure person be around. But if you listen to some of the talk, I explain them much. And there should be some talk also in German about that. I'm always talking about the same thing.
Mm.
Always.